Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We have a really special show today. You know, this young lady that's our first guest is truly tearing up the sport. She's very, I guess the best way you can say, devastating in the cage. I mean, you know, you look at a lot of these young and up-and-comers, you know, they have hesitancy in them, and I don't see that in Josie. What I see is a tremendous warrior that's getting ready to go full bloom and take the sport by storm. You know, I happened to be at her last fight against Franklin at LFA in Branson, Missouri, and I got to tell you what, there's no backup in this fighter. Josie, welcome to the program. When you look back at LFA...
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome to have you back on. When you look back at LFA, you know, what did that night mean to you? Because to me, you proved to the sport that you're here to stay.
That was sure the goal. Honestly, LFA is such an amazing, incredible card to even be on as a 1-0 amateur. So just to be able to get on that card in general was an incredible opportunity for me. And then going in there and, I mean, winning obviously was very good. But afterwards, some of the people from the promotion talked to me, and they were very excited to have me on there and possibly back again. And, I mean, it really kind of showed to people that I wasn't just fluke fighter. My first fight ended pretty quickly, knee to the face. Nobody really could tell, I would say, if I was here to stay. And I think after this last showing that people can tell that I'm at least a decent fighter. I know what I'm doing in there, and I'm only making room to grow. So I'm ready for more opportunities to show what I got.
Well, yeah, I think you're doing that. You know, and Pat Miletich isn't one to go out and, you know, say that he's in awe about a fighter, but he actually did about you. You know, me and Pat are good friends. So to have Pat Miletich say that, you know, that girl has a tremendous future, you know, and in the same breath, he said, you know, Katie Collins needs to hang it up. I mean, Pat is pretty much a guy that is just blunt. And that's one thing I like about him. And you know, he spoke very highly of you. When you look at the road to where you're at now, how much of the Springfield Fight Club has truly emulated and created Josie Stortz?
Wow. I would say pretty much everything that I have right now, from my skill to my confidence, really does come from Springfield Fight Club. I know I said this before. I started over at Glory MMA back in Kansas City, and, I mean, it's an incredible gym, incredible coaches and people there. I just think I wasn't really sure of myself. I wasn't very confident. They got a lot of good people there, but I would say they're a gym focused on pros, which makes complete sense. But I just didn't feel like my skills were being put to the test as much. And as soon as I got down to Springfield Fight Club, Miranda Maverick actually walked up to me the first day and made me go with her. And I was scared. I was so scared. She is grade A badass, and we laugh about it now, too, just because she thinks I sandbagged her, because I didn't tell her I had trained before, and she let me start in a mount on her, so got a little advantage there. But honestly, just from her to all the coaches, they have helped grow my confidence in the sport, not just thinking that I can beat up on girls my size, but, I mean, also the guys in there, me and Maverick are pretty much the only girls in there that are fighters. So to constantly be going with the guys and pushing the pace and having the coaches not treat us like little girls in the sport and just like the guys and make us do all that work, I give all credit to all the coaches and all the people at Springfield Fight Club for where I am right now and getting me in the sport and pushing me to keep going. I mean, they all want me to succeed more or even just as much as I do. So, truly incredible team up there.
Now, If I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong, but now Miranda Maverick is going to be leaving the Springfield Fight Club, correct?
She is. Oh, she is. Yes, we are very upset about that. Me specifically.
So
she is on college.
What is it going to take? Yeah, what is it going to take for Josie Storch now to pick up and grab the reins and proceed with the future of her career? I mean, you've got Garrett Armfeldt there. You got several others that are, you know,
absolutely
dominant fighters. But, you know, first you lose Elle Wagman, now you're losing Miranda Maverick. How devastating is that for a fighter knowing that, you know, the future is going to be without them?
Honestly, the big devastation for me is that Miranda is such an amazing coach and friend. I mean, this whole summer she's practically living with me some of the time, because she lives far away. So it's just going to be really tough in that aspect, not have her there with me. I mean, we share a lot of the same views and believe a lot of the same things. So it's good to have that backbone, not to mention she has taken me under her wing 100% and just loves to help, loves to coach me. So besides that aspect, that's going to be very tough to get over. But being the only girl there for a little bit, I'm hoping that, like it did to her, I mean, she was the only girl there for a year or 2 years, and, I mean, she just skyrocketed to, I mean, her ground game, her striking just immensely changed. And so I'm hoping that even without her there, that the guys will take me under their wing and beat me up a little bit, get me to her level, and then maybe get some girls in there, hopefully. If there's any girls out there listening, please come train with me. But other than that, I mean, I'm very sad but excited for her, so I'm just going to keep doing my thing and hope for the best and keep training.
Yeah, you have a hell of a bright future. You know, coming from two of the top gyms in the Midwest, I understand your thought about Glory because I'm their gym photographer, so, you know, you get a lot of professional talent going through there, and I could see how, you know, somebody that's kind of timid in some aspects but has this great ability doesn't feel like they get to shine. And that's something that's tremendous about the Springfield Fight Club. What is Nathan Stemberski and Brent and all them over there, what have they instilled in you other than what Miranda has? What have they instilled in you to give you the path that you need to walk on?
They really care about everybody, I would say, which is the main difference. I've traveled around and been to a couple gyms, and no hate on anybody. All the gyms are really great everywhere. But I think the biggest difference that I saw as soon as I walked into the doors of Springfield Fight Club was that they cared. I mean, they came up and talked to me, introduced me to everybody, introduced me to the team, like got me in there, got me partners, had me roll with people right off the bat. And, I mean, I came down here, and that was the first gym I went to, and I was sold. It was the last gym I went to, and they just care a lot. Even, especially Brett, I would say, our jiu-jitsu MMA coach, he treats me and Miranda kind of like his daughters, I would say. He really has a care to help us grow and make us who we are, just because, I mean, there are a lot of guys at the gym, and being the two girls that are just trying to make it in the world, he really tries to take the focus and give us the confidence, not just in MMA or, you know, different things, but also just life lessons. Nathan as well, he will take time out of anything he's doing to come over and specifically watch every single thing we do and just give us the confidence, like, hey, yeah, maybe it was a bad practice. Maybe this wasn't the best. You have camp coming up. It's okay. Like, you are better than, you know, a lot of people. You are better than you were yesterday. You are still in there. They just really care a lot, which is going to be the main difference with a lot of gyms you see. A lot of coaches are in there for the group classes or for the money, and them and just Springfield Fight Club in general really care about the people there. You know, it's not about the politics. It's not about whatever. It's getting you better to where you want to be no matter what. And I absolutely love that.
And I have to agree with that because I've been with the Springfield Fight Club ever since the Zach Cummings, Michael Johnson days. And, you know, you look at the training that's there, it's tremendous. You know, I had the opportunity to sit down with some of your family and get their thoughts on
yes.
you being in the sport. And how does it feel knowing that not only do you have the backing of a tremendous gym, but you have the backing of your family? You know, because in the sport, I mean, let's face it, you know, MMA in general is in its infancy, and it's just now getting to the point where it's growing. But being a female in the sport is truly at its infancy, and here you got the support of your family. What does it mean to you being able to walk in the cage knowing that everybody backs you 100%?
Oh, man. My family is honestly everything to me. We are very close, all of us. I love them to death, and their opinion, I try not to let people's opinions matter to me, but, man, their opinion is my world. So having them with me constantly, I mean, I'll have bad practices. Before my first fight, I was just having injury after injury, and I was upset, and, I mean, it's scary because it's your first fight. And I would just call my parents and cry to them, and they were just like, it's okay. Hey, this is what you want to do. This is going to happen. Things are going to happen. You're fine. I mean, they completely just changed my view on things. They calmed me down. A lot of people I know in this sport don't have a very good support system, or say, you know, it's unrealistic. People don't really believe in them. And I am extremely blessed to say that my family believes in anything I want to do, especially this, because I'm good at it. So they really want to see me succeed in everything. I go to school too, and so they really want to see me succeed in that. And having them front row, I mean, you saw them. They were right next to that cage during my first fight, and I was hearing my coaches in my corner, and I was hearing my family the whole time just screaming at me anytime I would hit somebody or hit her or get a punch off. I mean, they would just holler and yell, and I would just smile in the middle of the cage. So it's just really exciting to have the support system. I know a lot of people don't have that, so I want them to know how blessed I know that I am to have them. Even their friends coming out to support me, just countless people telling me that they saw my fight because of my family. And my brother, who was in Florida, he watched it with all of his friends and texted me right after, just screaming and telling me how great I was. So very, very exciting to have a family that cares so much. A lot of people don't have that, so I'm truly blessed.
Yeah, you truly are. You know, one thing about my show, you've been on it once before, but we did a kind of a round table with Miranda and Garrett.
Yeah.
But when you look at the aspect of how you got into sport, what initially motivated you to go this step, and what was your family's first thoughts when you told them you wanted to become a fighter?
I honestly never thought in the beginning that it would get this far. I never knew that I would love it this much. For most of my life, I had the goal of going to college to play soccer. I even had a whole video to send to colleges. I mean, we really went all in. I played soccer for about 10 years, and that was, as far as my family knew, that's what I wanted to do. And so in soccer, I was pretty aggressive, though. I would get a lot of cards. A lot of people would tell me that I need to calm down, and I'm not good at calming down all the time. So I did kickboxing a lot. Title Boxing Club. I went to Title Boxing Club for a while with my dad. We would always go up there in the morning before school, and he was super into MMA. My brother did MMA for a while, so I never really considered it, especially at the time. Female MMA wasn't a huge deal. It's still making its way up, but it's definitely more popular now. And my dad was watching me do kickboxing one day, and he was like, hey, you're pretty good at that, and you're pretty aggressive, and you fight with your brother, so have you ever thought of doing mixed martial arts? Me having no idea at the time what it was, I was like, absolutely not. I have never thought of it. I don't even know what you're talking about. So we decided to look into it. We went up to, we went online, looked at all the gyms in the area. And I mean, Kansas City is very well known for MMA gyms. They have several good ones up there. So we called up to Glory. They told me to come on up and have my dad walk in with me because I was still 16. So he had to sign my papers and everything. And my first class up there, we did takedowns, and I had never wrestled a day in my life, so I was just completely making a fool out of myself, but I loved it. And ever since then, I mean, I've just been absolutely in love with it. My my mom didn't really understand at first what I was doing. I spent a lot of time there. When I wasn't in school, I was up there during the summer. I worked, and I was doing two or three a days up there. And so she was a little wary at first of what I was spending all my time doing. But after she saw a couple practices, she knew that I was very serious about it. My dad has always loved the fact that I do it. MMA takes a certain level of, I mean, dedication, commitment, heart. It's just a full encompassing sport of everything you can imagine, and the people you surround yourself with, everybody in the sport is doing it. I mean, you have to have a certain level of drive to be in the sport, so really good people to surround yourself with. So mom got over it. She accepts it now, and she loves watching me. So truly, that was pretty much my beginning, and everybody jumped right on board from the start. My brother even still likes to mess around and fight with me and pretend like I can beat him, even though he's huge. So,
well, what the great thing is you're coming off a tremendous, you know, win against Franklin, and now you're already set to fight in August on the 18th against Thomason. You know, what do you feel in your coaches feel that you've learned? You looked at your mistakes that you made in this last fight. What do you feel that you're going to be able to take into Pyramid Fights 8 that you didn't take into Legacy Fighting Alliance?
For one, I got my hand raised and bell rang, I went over to my coaches and I gave them a list of things that I knew I needed to work on and that I knew that I could do better. And, I mean, they were all, calm down, like, hey, you just won, let's celebrate, enjoy, like, we got time. I was like, okay, but, like, don't forget, like, I know that I need to do this, and I need to do this. And so I try to be very self-aware, very transparent about things I know I need to work on. I'm not trying to lie to myself. That's no way to get better. So the main thing that I took away from my last fight is keeping my head down when I block punches. I took one right in the nose, and that's where I started bleeding at the end. And so that was pretty obvious. I worked on my striking a lot last camp. I didn't spend a whole bunch of time on my jiu-jitsu. I mean, we do MMA practice, obviously, but most of the time I had Nathan working with me on the side. I had him Friday night practices pull me aside and do mitts with me. I had a whole bunch of my teammates doing hands, working on blocks, punches. So this time I think I'm really focused on my ground game. The last couple, I mean, I've been in camp for a week now. We started pretty early this time just so I could be, you know, fully well-rounded. I'm ready to have an actual career in this, so I'm ready to go. And I'm really focused on my ground game. I know that I can stand and punch with her. I know that I can take it to the ground if I want to. So I think that's what we're going to focus a lot of this camp on. Being so early in my career, we're not as focused on her skills or her fight or what she's doing. We're mainly focused on what I want to do, and that will help me obviously control the fight how I want it to be and show what I would like to have people think of me as. So right now, we're just really focused on becoming well-rounded, obviously, and taking it to the ground and banging it out. So that's the goal for right now.
Taking it to the ground. Your last fight, I mean, your leg kicks were on point. You know, that was one thing that amazed me, that the tremendous kickboxing skills that you assess. You know, it's, you don't see that. And like I told your family, I said, you know, I've been in a lot of gyms. You see a lot of fighters, but there's very few that you can actually see and look at and say they've got what it takes. And you happen to be one of those fighters. So with that being said, when you sit back and you look over your shoulder and you look at the path that you've walked thus far, how much does the sport mean to you, and what does it mean to you, not just as a warrior, but as a woman in the sport?
honestly, reflecting on it, I wish I would have had the mindset that I have now a couple years ago. When I first started, I was 16, immature probably, not really as focused as I could have been. Not to say I didn't work hard, I didn't try. I had 2 more years until I could actually fight, and then I waited another year even. So I just, initially, I wish that I would have started off as strong as I am right now. Over the past, 6 months to a year, I've had a lot of self-reflection, self-improvement, growth mentally in the sport and just in my mindset. Right now, I am the most focused on anything that I think I have ever been, honestly. I have dedicated everything to making it great in the sport meal prepping every single day, going to practice once or twice a day. I do hot yoga every day. I go to the gym 4 times a week. This sport is no joke to me right now. I know now. I was kind of nervous because you never know how your first fight's going to go. Win or lose, you don't know how you're going to feel. And I stepped in there, and, man, I felt like I belonged there. I absolutely had to have that feeling again. And it made me so excited because it's been something I've been doing for a while, but I just haven't been as committed to it. And right now, it's where I want to be. I want to go all the way. And I think my coaches support me 100%. They have encouraged me and told me that they know that this is something that I can be good at if I continue to commit my time. And, I'm not just passionate about it. I'm obsessed with it. Passion fades, but, obsession, I got to do it every day, even if I don't want to. It's kind of one of those things that if you don't want to do it, you better go do it because it's what you need, and that's where I'm at right now. I want to make it to the top, and it's kind of all-consuming my life right now, and I have no complaints about it. I absolutely love it, and I am going to keep down this path 100%.
Yeah, with that being said, there's a lot of people out there that say, you look at Josie, she could be a model, she could be anything she wants in life, why did she choose the fight world? And I honestly, after seeing your last fight, I can see why. The ambition, the eagerness, and the value is there. It's kind of hard sometimes for people to explain and get a true reflection of who a fighter is and what the sport means to them. So, and it's kind of an awkward question I'm going to ask you, but,
no worries.
I think you'll get the understanding. Sometimes we walk by a mirror or we walk by a puddle in the path, and for some reason we get a true reflection of who we are, not just a look, but a true reflection of who we are. Who does Josie Stort see?
For a lot of the time, I didn't know. I believe for a while growing up, I've been doing a lot of self-reflection lately. This isn't just for the moment. I've been thinking about it. So a lot of the time, I change myself to reflect who I surround myself by. And I think a lot of people do that to an extent. It's just natural for us as humans. We want to connect with people. We want to get on that level with them. But I wasn't happy with that. Constantly changing who you are to just reflect your surroundings, you're never going to really know. And I think not just myself, but MMA has brought me to a realization of deep down my goals and what I want to be. Right now, I believe I see myself as a very dedicated, motivated, driven person. And I know it's easy to be driven when you have a goal, but right now, I'm pretty much driven in all aspects of my life. I work full-time, I go to school full-time, I train full-time, and I have no complaints, absolutely no complaints. I love it. It's hard sometimes, obviously, but I think the thing that I pride myself in the most when it comes to my personality is that lately I've been trying to just be positive all the time. You're never going to have, a good day all the time, but it doesn't matter. To me, it's all a mindset. Everything's a mindset right now. Athletes don't practice hard every single day because they like it. You're probably crazy if you love going in there and getting punched in the face all the time. I do not love it all the time, but I love the results that I get from it. I do it because when you get your hand raised in that cage, wow, like every single thing that you have worked for mentally, just physically, pays off. So as far as who I think I am, right now I believe I am very strong mentally, emotionally, dedication-wise, and it's something that I've been really working towards lately, and so I have great pride in just seeing those results show to everybody, you know, everybody that comes across me. I just want to be a positive influence to everybody and somebody that they can look up to, just motivation-wise, health-wise, fitness-wise, just, you know, everything. So that's kind of where I want to be in my life, and I'm going to strive every day to be more like that.
It's not a bad place to be. It's truly not a bad place to be. You know, I know you don't really focus, because the way the Springfield Fight Club is, you know, I know you don't really focus on your opponent. You focus more on you. But if you had to make a statement about what people can expect in Pyramid Fights 8 come August, what could, you know, just out of you as a warrior, what would that statement be?
I actually just watched my girls fight in preparation for this because I was kind of scared you were going to ask me about it. So I believe that I am going to be dominant all around. I mean, I never go into a fight expecting to win. I know what I'm good at. I know I just don't, you know, always go in like you're the underdog. Never outdo anything with your opponent. Anything could happen, I believe. So I am humble in not expecting, you know, to constantly get the win. I believe that I am very good and capable of winning, but you never know. So all I can say is I saw her last fight. That means nothing about this one, but I am very confident in beating her everywhere, I would say. She dropped her hands when she punches. She take her to the ground. It wasn't that impressive. Nothing against her. It's just all, I have a lot of confidence in myself as a fighter, in my skill set, and I know I can pretty much dominate anybody that they throw me up against. So I have no concerns for this fight. I know everybody that watches and sees me is going to see that I'm here to stay, I'm here to grow, and eventually take over the Logan sport. So I'm ready for it.
You know, I can honestly see that. You know, and I work with a lot of fighters in and out of the gyms and across the country, and I honestly can say that this statement is very viable, because you do have what it takes to be in the cage. You know, a lot of times in life we don't get the opportunity to thank people that have truly gotten us where we're at. You know, so
absolutely.
I'm going to allow you to make a statement to those who have truly backed you, Josie, and have truly, you know, helped guide you and stood beside you all the way up to this point in your career. So if you had to make a statement of thanks, what would that be, my friend?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to thank my coaches, Nathan, Brett, Gabe. You guys, I mean, have obviously been with me for 2 years. I mean, you've shaped my entire MMA future, pushing me, motivating me. I don't thank you enough for taking the time to mold me in this sport and just mentally. So I just thank you so much for the encouragement that you give me. It's truly been an incredible journey, and I'm excited to keep it going. I want to say thank you to my parents, family, my parents' friends, everybody that comes out and supports me. It truly means the world. I could not, absolutely could not do it without their support. Everybody needs a support system, and I'm just so blessed that mine is truly incredible. I want to thank my teammates, every single one of them, but especially Miranda, Maverick, and Garrett Armfield. They have worked with me countless, countless, countless hours for my fights, just in general, training. They are the reason I am where I am today as well, just taking the time to mold this little girl that wants to come in and do MMA with them. It's truly amazing. And, I mean, I want to thank God just because He hears my prayers enough, but I want everybody else to know that He's such a huge influence in my life, and I believe my whole mindset is due to my faith and believing. So overall, I'm just so blessed to have every single person in my life that I have and the opportunities that I've been given.
Most definitely, and very well said. You know, I think the sport is grateful for having you. What you've done in your past two outings has surely been tremendous, especially in my eyes, because I've got to see both fights. I've got to see you, you know, do what you do best, and it's tremendous. And you can see that you pay attention to your trainers, and you're going to make a mark on the sport, my friend. You truly are. You know, it was an honor and a privilege for me to have you on the show today. I can't wait to have you back on. I'll have you back on before you get ready to fight, because I think you deserve that opportunity. My show is the show of fighters anyway. But, you know, as far as, you know, life is, it's tremendous. And I think you're showing the world that you can be in the sport and you can love it too. And I think that's what resonates from you as a warrior and as a person. And that's what caught my attention. You know, but I'm truly honored that you came on today. I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. Any sponsors, any friends or family, any social media sites, or just anything else that you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours, my friend.
But you don't have any sponsors at the moment? We'd love to take some, though. But social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Josie_Lynn, and then Facebook, Josie Swords. My fighter page is Josie Skull Crusher Swords. Give me a follow on any or all of it. I love the support. I cannot get enough of it. Everybody that's been there for me. Thank you so much, John, for having me on again. I truly appreciate this opportunity, and you just hyping me up so much and believing in me as well just means the world to me. So thank you so much again.
Oh, no problem. Hey, you're the one that's proving to the world that you belong here. I just give you an opportunity to share who you are. With that being said, you know, I can't wait to have you on again. It was a tremendous last outing. I think LFA is going to be having you back pretty soon, too. I mean, Pat Miletich was pretty
excited about, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty psyched. So on that note, I want to thank you. You have a tremendous day, and I look forward to the next time I get you on the show, my friend.
Thank you. See you next time. Bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was Josie Stortz, Skull Crusher, young, up-and-coming warrior that has truly taken the world by storm. We're going to take a quick mandatory commercial timeout. When we come back, we're going to have Josh Parisian.
What up, it's your boy Slow Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hat. At a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of the Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
And we're back. You know, our next guest on the show today is truly, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but it's truly a Cinderella story. You look at this humble young warrior out of Michigan, ranked number one as a heavyweight, gets an opportunity that most people don't get, and he turns around and he turns it into one of the greatest moments in his life. And we're going to bring him on the show and let him explain that. With that being said, welcome to the show, Josh Parisian. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little amped to have you on, man. You know, I got to be quite honest with you. That spinning back fist was probably the one of the best I've seen in a while. What did it mean for you to step up in the cage that night and have that moment, you know, play out that way for you?
Yeah, it was really great. Before the fight, I was a little bit in my head. I was thinking, you know, I took the fight on 4 days' notice. Am I ready? You know, this guy's got so many knockouts. I found out that I was the underdog by a significant amount. So I was kind of in my own head a little bit, but by the time I got out there, all that went out of my head, and after I got the win, I was really excited.
Yeah, you know, it was a tremendous night for you. You know, you took the fight on 4 days' notice. You know, you talked about, you know, it get in your head a little bit since you was a veteran in the sport. You know, what did your camp, what did your trainers, what did, you know, the people that are around you, how did they bring you back, you know, back down and get you prepared to step up in the octagon?
Well, fortunately, I was already in a training camp for the Ultimate Fighter. I was still waiting to get the call. I had made all the cuts up until the point where, you know, I stayed in Vegas, did my medicals, they did my background check and all that. And it was just getting in shape and hoping that I got that call. But when I got that call, I got it from Mick Maynard, who let me know that I was an alternate on the show. But then he also told me that he had an opportunity for me that Tuesday. And at that point, it was kind of a roller coaster of emotions because I was really hoping for the show. And then there was that opportunity. So we just jumped on it. And I didn't really have time to train or anything since it was only 4 days. But I knew he was a southpaw. I knew he was a striker. And we were just going to fight appropriately for a southpaw.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of crazy because you're an up-and-comer in the sport. I'll just be quite honest because I'm transparent on my show. You know, I think you're sitting at 7-2. I could be wrong, but
yep.
I'll double-check on that. But, you know, you step in the octagon against a veteran that is 24 and I believe 8. You know, it kind of had to play a little bit on your head, but you overlooked that. You overcame that. How humbling was it for a fighter from Michigan that is just getting started in his career to get the opportunity to fight on the Contender Series?
I've made a lot of sacrifices in my life for this sport. I haven't spent a lot of time with family or friends or anything like that. Excuse me. And so just to finally get that opportunity for all the sacrifices, all the sweat, everything, I finally get to the point where it finally means something. It's great. You know what I mean? It let me know that my perseverance and my my perseverance through everything and my consistency finally paid off.
Yeah, it truly did, because now not only that, you're also slated for the final season of The Ultimate Fighter on Fox Sports. You know, that this will be the final season. So in a way, you know, you can add this to your legacy. You can look back, you know, years from now and realize that you were able to partake in the last opportunity on Fox Sports. You know, it's kind of hard to gravitate and pull in everything that's happened to you in the last week or so, you know, considering you took it on short notice and this and that. But when you finally got that moment last night when you got home and you just sat back and you looked at everything that has transpired the last couple of days, what thoughts were going through Josh Parisian's head?
I'll be honest, I don't think I've had that moment yet. Everything has just been go, go, go. The moment I got home, it was discussing, you know, what are we going to do for, you know, this and that with me being gone for 5 weeks. You know, I leave on July 7th, so I have 9 days. I talked to my work today, and I'm going on a temporary leave with them, and I have, like, so much work that I have to get done before I go so I can pass it off and not pass a bunch of work off to somebody else. So it's just it's a lot right now for me. But I don't think I've been able to just sit down and just take it all in yet.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, you go back. I kind of want to take a step back, if you don't mind a little bit. I want to go back to the fight with Zach Thumb. You know, to me, you've had plenty of tremendous fights. You're a submission artist. You're a knockout artist. But for some reason in that fight with Zach Thumb, I think there was a rebirth in Josh Parisian. When you look back at that fight, do you feel that that fight was more relevant in pushing you forward and got you where you're at now today?
The fight with Zach Thumb is actually the first fight I took after taking mental training. And we train our bodies all the time. If you ask anybody in fighting, how much of the fight is mental, they'll tell you at least 70%, if not more, you know, is mental. It's the biggest thing, but all we do is train our bodies. And on top of that, like, if you don't feel good mentally, people just train harder physically to try to fix that. So this mental training has been great. It's a lot of worksheets and a lot of self affirmations and daily things that I do, routines to basically get my head right before competition.
You know, that fight was a tremendous fight. See, the reason I asked that question is because, you know, a lot of people truly, they only see what they see on TV, they only see what they see on social media, and they truly don't understand the aspect of it. And I hope you don't mind me going this direction, because there is a story behind it. You know, before the Zach Thumb fight, you fought Tony Lopez, who's probably fought more fights than any other fighter in the sport. I mean, let's just face it. You know, you went up against a truly seasoned veteran of the sport. You know, how hard was it for you to pick yourself up from that moment and learn from that and move forward?
It was definitely tough. It was a tough loss for me, just because I felt like I would have had a lot to gain from winning that fight. But, I mean, you just got to take your wins with your losses and go back to the drawing board and figure out what went wrong. That fight for me, I made the decision that what was wrong was just wasn't fighting in the moment. He was an older fighter, been doing it for a long time. I thought that dragging him into deep water was the answer. So I was so worried about my cardio at the time, and I just really wasn't worried about anything that he was doing at the time. It was just conserving, and I realized that I just need to fight in the moment all the time and just have the conditioning to fight anywhere, any pace that I need to.
Well, you surely have proven that. You know, and actually life is, in my eyes, is meant to perplex the way it does, because, you know, now you get this opportunity that you do now, and if that fight would have been different, who knows where you would be at. But, you know, one thing that has truly amazed me about who you are, and not just endurance and personality and what you've created in the sport, was to see the outcry, the love from the fans that truly see and respect you. What does it mean for you, Josh, to have the whole, not just the whole state of Michigan, but now the whole country backing you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I really, it's going to mean a lot to me too when we do the show, and they can see who I am as a person too. So they won't just enjoy me as a fighter, but who I am. People around me, all my friends and family know who I am, and it's been really cool to see that they really feel like I just deserve it. But I think that after people get to know me around the world, they'll all think I deserve it as well.
Brother, I already think they know you around the world. that spinning back fist is being known as the punch that came from around the world. I mean, you know, it was funny because a lot of people reached out to me and said, bro, you need to get him on your show. You need to get him on your show. And me and you had already talked, and you were already booked for Thursday. So I found it kind of comical that everybody and their brother was telling me I needed to have you on, and we were already scheduled. We just didn't have a time. You know, one thing I do is I watch the sport, you know, and I'll be quite honest with you. I've been a photographer for 22 years, going on 23 years. Now I've been doing radio for 14. And you just jumped out on the radar, you know, and when I saw that fight in the Contender Series, it was like, now I definitely know that I'm glad I got to have him on the show. You know, we look at the sport, and people think that's who we are. You know, they think that that's all there is to Josh Parisian. You know, when you take the sport, everything away from it, what truly, you know, aspects of who you are would you like to share with the world that, you know, truly gratify you away from the sport?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell who somebody is when they're punching somebody in the face, but I feel like I'm a very kind soul. You know, I do anything I can for anybody that I feel is a good person, a genuine person. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just I'm just a person that's chasing a dream that I didn't have a great upbringing. I was just wasn't dealt a great hand, but I kind of want the people to know that, like, just because you're not dealt a good hand, that you can go out there and play your cards the best of your ability, and you can get something from it. It's not a end all be all.
You know, very well said. Because you know, you look at Jared Gordon, who's now in the UFC. He was the CFFC world champion. Just won it when I had him on my show, and he didn't even want to talk about that. He goes, "Bro, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about 18 months ago when I was addicted to heroin and crack and I was sitting in rehab." He goes, "And the reason I want to tell people that is because I want to tell people that no matter how far you are down in life, there's always a way up." And he said, "You know what? What I've done in the sport truly also shows that you can continue to climb up, but you can also live that dream that you've had." And, you know, it kind of took me back for a moment, because here you got a champion getting set to, you know, fight in the UFC, and he's so humble about life. He just wanted to give a message to the youth that, you know, just because you think you've hit rock bottom, you haven't, that you can still live your dreams. What would the statement of Josh Parisian be? Because you got Amanda Bobby Cooper, you've got a lot of people in your corner, a lot of people that believe in you. What would a statement that you would make about the sport and life, and how thankful you are that the people back you that do?
Could you restate the question? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. I just basically would like to know, you know, you got the backing of Amanda Bobby Cooper and a lot of tremendous athletes in this sport. You know, what does it mean to you going forward in the statement that you're trying to make in the sport?
I feel like my reasons for fighting are always changing as I grow as a person. But something that's always stuck with me, that I've always wanted, is to inspire people. So I just want basically to give the message, like I said, that whatever you go through, I mean, it doesn't matter. You can always change something. You know what I mean? Quit looking at everything, the risks, thinking about how something is risky, and think of it as instead, look at the reward that you can get from it.
Most definitely. You know, you talk about not coming from the greatest upbringing in life, and, you know, I've had a lot of fighters on my show that have really lived that aspect and proven time and time again, just like you have, that it doesn't matter where you come from, it's the intent in your heart. What was it about the sport that initially brought you into it and kept you there?
Honestly, it was just doing something and getting better at it. And then it just made me believe in myself a little bit, like gave me a little confidence, you know what I mean? Especially fighting is one of those things where, especially men, hold on so tightly to, like what it means to be a man is your ability to fight and defend yourself and whatnot. And I don't agree with that anymore, but at the time it just makes you feel good about yourself. And like, you know what I mean? Like you feel like somebody who's, like you just feel like a man, you know what I mean? That's something that just made me want to keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a bad time a little bit, bro. I seen your smile when you were being interviewed by Laura Sanko, you know, who happens to be a good friend of mine in life. How surreal was that moment, you know, just moments after the fight, having, you know, the press and everybody, you know, come at you and make you feel like the greatest moment in your life?
Yeah, it was just so fast. Everything was just so fast that, like, it was just a rush. I almost haven't taken it all in yet. Like I said, it's just to win the fight in that fashion, to be talking in front of a bunch of cameras and all my friends and family from home watching me do my thing on TV. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
I don't
even
know what to say
is.
About it other than I'm still just kind of in awe about the whole thing.
And the sad part is, bro, it's just beginning. you know, you get to step up in the Ultimate Fighter, and you get to show the world who you truly are. You know, what is Josh Parisian going to do between now and in the next couple of weeks here to prepare himself for the biggest fight of his career?
Well, I have 9 days. It's not a lot.
No.
One thing I really don't want to do is do any hard sparring or anything crazy. I don't want to injure myself or anything like that, take myself out of the opportunity. But I'm really going to push my cardio. One thing that I felt kind of like not really prepared for was my, for some reason, like doing mitts and stuff like that, my shoulders were getting really sore. So I really want to do a lot more mitts and build my conditioning and my shoulders and all of that. Also, because I took the fight on 4 day notice, I didn't get a chance. Everyone else did their pre-fight interviews and in their video a month prior, but like I had to hit the bag and hit mitts and do all that stuff for quite a while the day before the fight, and that was kind of brutal. But yeah, just work on the things that I didn't feel super comfortable with right before my last fight.
Yeah. Would you say this is by far the greatest birthday that you've ever had, brother? By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely. It's this is an awesome birthday. Although I do have I'm 29 and I'm only 1 year from 30, and like I don't know why that gives me anxiety. It's like my last year of my 20s. Everyone that I've been talking to says 30s are way better than your 20s, but I feel like they're just saying that because of 30.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I'm transparent, bro. My 30th birthday sucked. You know, because I realized that I had no more excuses. You know, I had to step up and be a man in life. And when you think about it, man, it's like, okay, you kind of crossed that hump. But, you know, the funny thing about it is I just had my birthday on June 23rd, and I just turned 53 years old. And, you know, I thought my 30th was my worst, but it turned out to be my 50th. And I'll tell you, menopause is real. Menopause is a real thing, bro.
Oh, good to know it only gets worse.
Yeah.
I'm just going to,
you know,
I don't know, I'm going to start moisturizing or something.
Well, you know, the thing about it is once you hit 50, you go, what have I done my whole life? But at the same time, you look at the value of life and you appreciate it that much more. And there's a gentleman in your life that has shown a lot of appreciation for you. He's gotten you out there. He's making sure the world knows who you are, and he's pushing very hard, because I think the world truly needs to know who Josh Parisian is. But the individual I'm talking about is James David Gray. What does that relationship mean to you, my friend?
Yeah, he's my—he's definitely one of my best friends. He's more than just like my martial arts coach. He's more of like almost like a life coach to me, just because I see how he interacts with other people and how he carries himself as a man. And it's something that I really respect, and I try to be a reflection of a lot of the really good qualities in him.
Yeah, that's tremendous, because we don't, in life, we always don't get people that we can lean on. You know, most people, they either want to take something from us or, you know, utilize us in some aspect. But with James, you know, you can see he's an individual that wants to walk equally with you in life, and that's a tremendous attribute to who he is. You know.
Yeah, he's a selfless person.
Here, yeah, he truly is. And you know, looking at his post and things that he put out there for you are just affirmation of that. But I don't think the world truly understands how quickly this has happened for you. You just fought. You've got another 9 days. So in reality, you look at this is all truly transpired or going to transpire within, what, two and a half weeks total. So, you know, that's got to be a little bit hard to swallow, but at the same time, you know, it could be the greatest aspect of your fight career. You're looking at it that way. How hard is it? Or, like you said earlier, you haven't been able to really, you know, pinpoint it yet. But what is your greatest takeaway from it from this point? You know, as of now.
For the last few weeks.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing this for almost a decade, and I've been working really hard. And although I don't have any time to rest right now, things are just transpiring so quickly. I know the time to rest isn't now. Everything that I want is in reach. It's finally in reach. So if things are happening back to back to back, then so be it. You know, I'm ready for all of it. I've prepared my whole 20s for this.
My whole 20s for this. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, Josh, if you had to make a statement to everybody that has truly backed you and, you know, watched you grow to this point and has truly been there for you, what would that statement be, my friend?
Just how much I appreciate everybody. My support system is unbelievable. It's more than I could ever ask for. I did have a rough childhood, but things have not been rough for me in my career. I've had so much support, so many people going out of their way to help me out. I'm just super grateful for that. I'm grateful for everyone that's always sharing my stuff, watching my fights, coming to my fights, all that stuff. It means everything to me.
And I can see how it truly would. You know, a good friend of ours, hopefully you remember her, Jacqueline Marie Luttrell, is an individual that kind of turned me on to you a little while ago, and I kind of started watching your career. And, my friend, I got to say, you know, what you're doing now is tremendous. You know, how much of this aspect of your career has truly, you know, changed who you are as an individual in your walk? I mean, because you've had to grow up pretty quick, even though you've been in this, you know, for almost 10 years now, you know, you had to grow up pretty quick in the last couple of weeks. So when you sit back and you look at that aspect of it, how much has it changed you, not just as a warrior, but as a man?
In the last couple of weeks?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. I don't know. I don't think I've changed, honestly.
Well, that's a good thing, because you're creating havoc. You know, we look at life and you know, God, dude, that spinning back fist was incredible. You know, take me back to the moment when that occurred. What went through the heart and the mind of Josh Parisian? Because I've seen the roar you let out after it occurred. You know, what did that moment truly mean to you and your whole career?
Yeah, you know, I was almost emotionless. I wasn't really, I mean, I was thinking about the strategy in my fight with obviously my kicks going to the body, and then after a hard thinking about winning or losing or anything like that, it was just fighting. So as soon as the fight stopped, it just felt like a rush. Like I felt it from my belly up to my head, and it was just like just so much excitement, like that I did it. You know what I mean? Took the fight on 4 days' notice, and I did it.
Yeah. You know, it was tremendous to see the look on Dana White's face when that occurred and everybody sitting at the table with him. You know, it was almost like they were like, I don't even think they knew what to think, you know. I think it's just, like I said, the spinning back fist that's going to be heard around the world. And that roar you let out, I mean, they sat there and looked at each other and they go, that's number three. And it's almost like, you know, you pretty much established who you are. How much will it mean for you to go out there and the Ultimate Fighter and win this thing and get the opportunity to get a contract in the UFC?
I mean, it's definitely everything I've worked for in my life, at least in my, you know, since I've been 20. But it's going to mean everything to me. You know what I mean? I've made so many sacrifices in my life. I just took a leave from my work. I'm just ready for it. You know what I mean? I've fought a lot. I actually had over 20 amateur fights. I've been fighting for a long time. I'm just ready for all of it.
That's a great way to say it. You know, you're creating a legacy for yourself, for your family, for future generations to look back. And, you know, one thing I think in life is, you know, to be able to give back to those who've given to us, and I think you truly have. You know, when you sit back and you realize all that you've done in this sport, what does a sport truly mean to you, Josh? You know, because you come from Michigan, and it's actually been one of the states that has been the hardest to get MMA fighters' fights going. I used to remember back in the day, 7, 8, 9 years ago, when we used to have to fight for Michigan MMA. What does it now mean to be one of the pioneers that is making the forefront in the sport for Michigan MMA?
Yeah, we have several people in the UFC now, but it really means a lot to me for Michigan, but also for my team, just for them to see, like, you know, hey, this guy does all the classes, you know what I mean? I'm doing everything that everyone else does. I don't, you know what I mean? I do the classes. I'm there every day. I'm just consistent. I don't do anything crazy or anything over the top that anybody else doesn't do. And I still was able to make it. You know what I mean? So I think I like that it gives people, you know, hope. Like, hey, it can be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, when you sit back, like you said, you still haven't even been able to understand everything that's happened. But when you sit back and you see people like MMAfighting.com, the Bleacher Report, Joe Rogan, other people, you know, saying that, it may not have been the fastest backspinning fist that you'll ever see, but it was the most, you know, I guess I'll read it verbatim, but it was the most extremely effective. You know, when you see worldwide organizations putting stories out there about you and what, you know, Perplexed at the Contender Series, how does it make you feel going forward?
Yeah, I didn't even know Joe Rogan shared anything on it. I'll have to go check that out. That's cool.
Yeah.
But first off, I would like to say that it was slow, but I also, because he's a southpaw, I had to do a complete 360 for it to land, you know what I mean? So I had to step and then spin. It wasn't like a lead hook spin, which would be much faster. I'm not saying I'm the fastest guy, but I'm just saying I had to do a complete 360 for that. And then, as far as people sharing that and all the news outlets and stuff, it's just crazy. It's crazy that I was able to do something like that. You know what I mean? I just feel like I'm just a regular guy. You know what I mean? I'm just a regular person, and I'm blowing up all over the internet. It's crazy.
Well, you deserve it, my friend. You truly deserve it. I mean, not many people, and this is what I made the reference earlier, you know, from the Tony Lopez fight, that it would actually come around 360 and you understand what I said. You know, most people would look at, you know, and I call them learning lessons, because James Krause puts it the best. You know, somebody asked him a Q&A one time. They said, what's it like to be 22-7? He said, I'm not 22-7. I'm 22-0 with 7 lessons learned. But what you took from that learning experience created the warrior that you are today and the warrior going forward. You know, and that's a tremendous attribute to you, because you don't look at life the same way as other individuals. How much of the mentoring from your gym, your coaches, and everybody has put that true intent into Josh Parisian?
Man, you do not ask easy questions.
I'm sorry.
Could you restate the question one more time? I'm sorry.
And now you're going to make me have to remember what I asked you.
Yeah, it was so hard. You can't even restate it.
Well, because I don't write nothing down, bro. It comes from the heart. But I got you on this. You know, God, now you got me. You stymied me on my own show. That's a first.
Yeah, I'm calling you out.
Yeah, you called me out on my own question. You know, basically what I was asking is, you know, you've had this, you know, tremendous career, and that's the reason I brought up the Tony Lopez fight, was because, you know, things do come to affirmation. They come 360. You know, how much of your training camp, your trainers, the people that are around you, you know, have truly brought you to this point? Because like I said, with James Krause, you know, he looks at it as a learning lesson. Like I said, they asked him what it was to be 22-7. He said, I'm not 22-7. I'm 22-0 with 7 lessons learned. So, and you truly look at the sport that way. So how much mentoring and thought has come from your camp in leading you in this type of atmosphere and aspect?
I feel like a lot of, like, learning from my losses has just mostly come from, like inside my head, like, dealing with it myself, figuring out what I really want and what my mistakes were and what could be different. But I think the biggest thing is, like, every time that I take a loss, I remind myself how badly I want it, and then it just re-sparks that fire in me.
First and foremost, bro, it's a lesson learned. It's not a loss. Anybody that steps up out of the 9-to-5 and steps up into the cage and does what you do, it's truly a lesson, you know, because only a warrior, you know, understands that thought. You've proven to the sport that you belong. You've proven to all of us that you've got a great future in this. Who would you say has truly been there for you and helped in the creation of Josh Parisian to this point?
It would definitely have to be my girlfriend for sure. She's so supportive and holds me accountable. Like, she doesn't let me do anything that isn't productive to me. But on top of her really caring about me and wanting the best for me, she makes a lot of sacrifices for me as well to be able to, you know, for me to do this. And I'm not at home a lot. It takes a lot from our relationship. It's a lot of lonely nights for her. So if I'm not doing everything that I can, then it's taken away from her and it's all for nothing. So there's a huge accountability and support system at home.
That's a tremendous attribute to it. You know, Josh, I got just a couple more questions, and then we'll let you get about your evening, because you just barely got home yourself and you just got off work today. You know, that right there is commitment. You come off of this fight, you get back home, and you go right back to work. And I'm sure you're going to jump right back in the gym because you only have 9 days. But, you know, if you had to, you know, in life we don't really get to thank too many people. We don't get to say how much we appreciate what they've done for us and all the years that you've been in the sport. You know, sometimes we overlook things. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell those people, family members, trainers, coaches, anybody along the way that has truly helped in the creation of Josh Parisian, how much those moments mean to you.
Yeah, my friends, my family, everybody that helps me out, that's been there when I've been down. It means the world to me. Honestly, there's no combination of words that I can come up with that would ever express the gratitude that I feel. Just the fact that I had a total of, I think it was 1,500 or 1,600 pending posts that, like, I had to accept on my wall, which I turned that off now. I only did that because I had friends posting, like, embarrassing stuff on my wall. But I was like, oh, man, I messed up. So I had to go through each one and, like, click accept 1,600 times. But I got to read each one, and it was really cool to see how excited people are for me and how much they wanted it for me. I heard people, like, teammates and friends that cried after I won. Like, that just means so much to me. It means that at some point in my life that, like, that I've made this person care about me, whether it's who I am as a person or something I've done for them, or it's just really cool. I appreciate everyone.
Yeah, your humility and integrity are second to none, bro. That's one of the reasons why I've been following your career, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show. You know, it's kind of, like you said, it's kind of hard to swallow everything that's going on in your life right now, and it's kind of, you know, an issue that only you can understand. You know, most people have never gotten this many opportunities so close together and have it transpire so quickly. you know, Josh, if you could write down on a piece of paper a statement to put in a time capsule for future generations to look back on this moment and give them a remembrance, what would that statement be, my friend?
You'd probably have to be that there's things that you're going to be afraid of, that you're scared to do, that have risk, but think of all the reward. So work for everything you want, and even if you're afraid, keep pushing through, because every fight I've ever had, every thing I've ever done that's been a huge change in my life for the better was a scary thing. You know, before every fight, I'm afraid. I'm worried. I'm not afraid of my opponent, but I'm just afraid. Sometimes I get afraid that I'm not going to win. You know what I mean? I'm not going to achieve everything, and it was all for nothing. But even though I felt those feelings, I still go out there, and I give it my everything, and it always works out. So push past your fears and just reach for what you want.
I like that a lot. You know, you have a tremendous week coming up. I'm not going to take too much more of your time. You know, you've got a very, very short fight camp ahead of you, you know, and it's going to be a tremendous night for you. I look forward to seeing you in The Ultimate Fighter. I can't wait to have you back on the show after that. You know, Josh, you know, I'm just going to give you my thoughts of what I think about your career. I see a young man that is truly honorable, respectful, and giving to the sport. You know, I think you're truly humble, and I think sometimes, you know, that's what creates champions. And you're showing the world through your heart and through your integrity that you're exactly where you need to be. You know, I wish you the best of luck in The Ultimate Fighter. I truly think that you're going to shock the world even more when you get this opportunity. You know, and it was truly an honor for me to have you on the show and share who you are. You know, not often do we get an opportunity to share somebody on the rise, you know, such as yourself. I mean, you're sitting at 7-2 and you just annihilated a true veteran of the sport. That's one tremendous attribute to you, but I think you're an even greater individual away from the sport, and I admire you in that aspect, and it was truly an honor for me to have you on the show today. I'm going to hand the mic to you. Any sponsors, any friends or family, any social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours, Josh.
First of all, I really appreciate you having me on the show. It means a lot to me. I would like to definitely give a shout-out to my nutritionist. She has gone above and beyond for me, holding me accountable and just always being on top of, like, my nutrition, you know, vitamins, food. She's always, you know, do you have this? Do you have that? She's getting me ready for all the stuff I need to order for when I'm on the show. Mary Vance, I have so much appreciation for you, and you've done so much for me. I'd like to thank my strength conditioning coach, Quentin Torres. I have done a completely different training camp than I've ever done before with him, but I trust the system. It's a speed of sport, same that Rafael dos Anjos does. I said that right. With just muscle memory, or not muscle memory, but what do you call it? Nervous system training, plyometrics, that kind of stuff. I've been much faster. I feel much better, feel stronger. I appreciate him a lot. I appreciate my coach, James Gray. Like you said, he's selfless. He cares about other people and not just himself. He really wants for me to succeed, and he does so much for me. My entire team, friends, family, everybody means so much to me, and I'm super grateful for everyone.
My friend, you're creating history. I wish you the best of luck from The Ultimate Fighter. I think you're fitting to shock the world and show them who Josh Parisian truly is, bro. I mean, I'm astounded by what you did in the Contender Series. I think the world is just getting the opportunity to see the best of what you're going to bring to the octagon and to the sport. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for coming on my show. And before we let you go, where can everybody find you on social media, brother?
Yeah, I have my fighter page It's Parisian MMA, facebook.com/ParisianMMA. But I'm mostly on Instagram. I have Twitter. I'm trying to be more active on there, but that's just /Josh Parisian. But my Instagram is /ParisianMMA as well. So most of my stuff's on Instagram.
Well, you know, my friend, I want to wish you the rest, since it's your birthday, I want to wish you a tremendous birthday again. You go and have the celebration of your life. You deserve it. Thank you once again for coming on the show. I look forward to having you back on after the Ultimate Fighter. I think you're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and I think you're going to be in the sport for a long time to come. I think it's truly now the time for you to shine, and I think you will, my brother.
Thanks, man. I think I bring something different to the table than any other heavyweight. And hopefully next time on the show, it'll be to talk about how I want it.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think we will be there. You know, I wish you the best of luck, my brother. You have a tremendous birthday. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I think it was the first time I was ever stymied on my own show. You know, I really didn't know where to take it. I mean, you think about it. He took the fight on 4 days' notice. Now he's got 9 days before he has to step back in into the Ultimate Fighter on Fox. You know, it's an absolute story of pride, passion, and perseverance behind this young man. He truly is proving to the sport that he's where he needs to be, but I got to tell you, you know, they might say it wasn't one of the fastest spinning back fists, but I tell you what, I wouldn't have wanted to have been on the receiving end of that thing. I can tell you, he's a brutal beast, but you know what, he is a heavyweight too, so they're not going to be like these little 125ers throwing, you know, at hyper speed, but as you heard him say, he had to take a complete 360 into that spinning back fist, and a lot of the sport are taking notice of Josh Parisian. You know, I call all media outlets to give this, you know, young man an opportunity. He truly deserves it. You know, my show has a huge fan base, but I want this gentleman to be shared around the world. He truly is a great fighter, a great man with great integrity and humility, and that's what this sport needs. With that being said, I want to thank him for joining the show. I want to thank Josie Skullcrusher Storch for coming on, another tremendous warrior. You know, the opportunity to have both of them on today is tremendous. You know, I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, the86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie, Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch-Turan and Juan Ramirez, and last but not least, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, four of the top sponsors in the business that truly believe in me, and I'm truly appreciative of them. On that note, I want to take us out with a little bit of music this time with a 2017 Breakout Artist of the Year for Philly, The Young King. Thank you so much. Have a good day, and God bless.
I'm in the booth. I'm in the booth. Say something on the mic. Booth. Say something heavy.
Oh, yo, yo, yo. That's what I'm talking about. My young boy up in the booth. He get ready to kick it live.
Whip bomb, might get deported. Bitch me alive, less than anointed. Wrote this at 111, recorded. Clock struck 12, bank on Warner. Might sound with Stoney just for some stock, nigga. Still independent, bending the lock, nigga. Cream on the seats, cream of the crop, nigga. Had to wait for the heat, then whip the yacht, nigga. Talk overseas, no Portuguese.